the big issue here is to try and define, at least theoretically, how many genes approximately and which ones, if we can find out, are the minimal complement required to sustain the existence of a living cell. When we are looking at the genes in an organism, even at one that is but has not been studied in detail in a wet lab, we can predict the function for the majority of the genes. In that sense, we understand pretty well what happens within a single simple cell.